Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mario and Frankie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. As always, welcome to Happy Hour, where we fill you in on some of the more positive news going on right now. In local news, coral around the Great Barrier Reef's most southern coral cay has recovered after cooler waters brought by Cyclone Alfred eased heat stress. About 90% of Lady Elliot Island's coral has returned to good health after widespread bleaching of the reef in 2024. Marine biologist Erin Watson says that Cyclone Alfred cooled water temperatures by around 2 degrees Celsius, allowing corals to regain the algae they need to survive. Researchers and staff on Lady Elliot Island are hopeful that the reef will experience a strong coral spawning event later this year.
Moorooka residents held a community planting on Sunday 26 July with an aim to plant 500 native seedlings along Muriel Avenue. The local planting coincided with the 30th anniversary of National Tree Day. The event was hosted by Peaks to Point Festival, previously known as Oxley Creek Water Festival, with events running from now until the 9th of August. The next community planning event is Saturday, 8th August, on Teasdale Street, Corinda, from 9 a.m.
And in national news, the Commonwealth Games has officially concluded and Australia stands at the top of the mountain with the most medals of all. Yippee, yippee! Australia concluded the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow with a total of 171 medals, with 70 gold, 45 silver and 56 bronze. They finished first overall in front of England, Canada, India and host nation Scotland. One of the biggest highlights of the game came in the women's mile, which saw an unprecedented all-Australian podium sweep, with Abby Caldwell, Jessica Hull and Claudia Hollingsworth finishing first, second and third respectively. Another significant winner includes Louise Hoskins, who made history as the oldest Commonwealth Games gold medalist at 76 years old for para bowls. The 2026 Games continue Australia's streak at the top, following victories at Gold Coast 2018 and Birmingham 2022. The athletics event closed with performances from legendary Scottish band Simple Minds and Frankie's favourite musician, Delta Goodrum.
The federal government said it has reached the halfway point of its remote jobs and economic development program, with 3,000 new jobs approved. The announcement follows the creation of 17,000 jobs through the first two funding rounds and program trials. The government says about 85% of successful employers are First Nations organizations. Minister for Indigenous Australians, Milan Neary McCarthy, said the program is, quote, changing lives in some of our most remote communities, creating jobs with decent wages and conditions that align with the community needs, end quote.
And in international news, dogs of all sizes compete in the 10th annual World Dog Surfing Championship this weekend. The championship takes place in Pacifica, a coastal city close to San Francisco. There were several competition categories, including surfing, stand-up paddleboarding, and tandem surfs. Dogs were judged based on their ride length, technique, and confidence. The championship organizers also hosted a pet adoption event and raised money for local animal charities.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.